Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, what is going on? My name is Justin. This is Sports, Sales, and Coffee, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day and allowing me to enter your ear holes and tickle that beautiful brain of yours with a little bit of information, a little bit of knowledge, and even some motivation that will hopefully help you reach and exceed your sales goals so you can absolutely dominate. If you enjoy what you're listening to, and I really hope you do and you are, it would mean the world to me, the absolute world to me, if you could like, subscribe, and comment to wherever you listen to the podcast, if you could continue to tell a friend about the podcast, and then let's be friends ourselves. Follow me on social media, at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok, at SSC_podcast, Sports Sales and Coffee on LinkedIn, or hit me up on email, sportsalescoffee@gmail.com. Slide in my DMs. Let me know your thoughts, your feelings. If you have any ideas for an episode or just want to chop it up, any questions, I'll get back to you, and we'll go from there. But I appreciate you rocking with me. And first off, I just want to say I apologize. It has been over a month since I got you an episode, and that is just some bullshit, and I apologize. And I would say I want to fall back and make excuses like I was busy and things came up, and yeah, that's true, but I also didn't prioritize this properly. I put things above this. I got really busy at work. I got stressed out, so I used my downtime to kind of decompress. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but just looking at everything, it's just kind of, you know, it is what it is. I love doing these episodes, and for a month I didn't do them. So for that, I apologize for the lull. I'm back. I'm refocused. I'm ready. And I got like two or three episodes knocked out, ready to go, and just be released. I got to record them first because that's what I do. I mean, you think I'm doing some prep work other than making that graphic? Yeah. You're mistaken. But I hope everyone's doing well. In the time, not much has changed. You know, by the time of this episode and last episode, it's just we got our schedule. I'm starting to call a lot more partners. I am stuck with trying to talk to people trying to renew. What can I make with their plan? What can we do? How is the seating going to look out? We can't do season tickets, so what can I do instead? What can I move your money to so we can try to keep as much money as possible just so we can make it the best thing possible? And we're just doing that, you know what I mean? We're moving forward, we're making the best out of a bad situation, knowing that 2021 is going to be an outlier and we're back to normal in 2022. So that's what we're looking for. If we can make it work in 2021, when then we can, you know, have a foundation and build on it and get back to normal in 2022. So it kind of is what it is. So I hope everyone's doing well. I hope everyone's making those calls. You're having these great conversations and these, you know, these talks, and you're building partnerships, and it's, you're doing everything you can. And honestly, if you need anyone to kick some ideas off of, if you're in a lull, if you're in a cold streak, if you feel like maybe you're not pitching properly, or there's an objection that's coming up and you're not sure how to get past it, slide my DMs. Let me know. I don't have all the answers, but sometimes it's a really good idea to bounce ideas off someone who is on the outside and doesn't have a dog in the fight, and can just, sometimes you figure it out by just saying it out loud to someone who doesn't know your situation. So if that can be at any service of you, let me know. Hit me up. Send me a message, and I'll get back to you, and we'll kind of go from there. But other than that, it kind of is what it is. So, let's jump in. This is not going to be a long episode, but I wanted to do this episode because, one, I think it's real important. Like a lot of my episodes, I think there are a lot of real important. Classic. And two, I think it's, you know, it's all about mindset. You know what I mean? And I wanted to get an episode out there because it's been too long. So even if this is under 10 minutes, I don't really care. I'm trying to get something out so we can get the movement going and move it forward and all that jazz. You know what I mean? So I want to talk about letting it go. Not letting an emotion, a bad emotion, live in your head rent-free. And not letting it ruin your day when you get the answer you don't want. And why this is important to me is because it happens to me all the time. And I have to tell myself, it's only one, let's get up and go. And, you know, a few weeks ago, I had a big client and everything was moving forward of them being back in 2021. And I kind of based off, you know, hitting my sales goal off them coming back and at a lower price, but it was going to be a decent amount to, you know, a good chunk of it. So I'm planning for it. We have this talk. Everything's looking, you know, like it's going to there. I send out an email to reconnect and say, hey, let's talk and blah, blah, blah. And they say, no, we're out. I try to go after them for a lower price. Said, no, I'm out. And it was a twofold. It was one, I was bummed for my personally for my sales goal and understanding that, hey, they're not coming back. And I was counting on them. I was counting my chickens before they hatched because we had that verbal talk and What am I, an idiot? We had that talk and we almost kind of verbally committed to coming back. And then I also knew that my counterpart was working on a program that was very similar to what they had. And I knew that if they were to come in, they were going to be exclusive and my partner was never going to be able to come back. And I couldn't like express that information to them. But I kind of had that feeling that they were going to come in, they were going to, you know, lock up that category and they were going to be gone forever. And I'm pumped for my counterpart to do that, and I want the team to make as much money as possible, because when they make more money, that's raises and bonuses and everything for us. But I wanted to have my client there too. It's I lost, and it was like a bittersweet. Now, that my counterpart's client didn't come in, but I had these feelings all day, and I just got down on myself, and I was like, this is terrible, I suck, this is awful, like, I'm not gonna hit my goal, and I got really down. And when you live in that emotion, you're not going to do things right. You're going to make up excuses. You're going to try to find reasons not to call people or to say, oh, no, no, I get it. This is why we're not doing well. And you're living in this excuse train. You have this negative mindset that's stuck with you all day, or maybe even longer, because of one interaction that happened, one person telling you no, or one bad interaction. It can stick with you. It can ruin other calls, it can ruin other meetings, it can ruin the rest of your week, and you can't do that. You just can't do that. You can't allow yourself to get caught up in one account. It's also if you sell a really big account, if you sell a massive account and you get all high and you want to keep that feeling, but you don't want to think that you're untouchable. You don't want to think that, oh my God, I got the sauce and my shit doesn't stink. Let it go. Get back in the grind and keep it rolling. Play off those positive emotions. But when you get that negative emotions, you got to learn how to turn it off. Go grab a cup of coffee. Go to the water bubbler. Take a quick little walk around. Scroll on social media for 5-10 minutes. Reset your mind and just get back on the phones and get back on the calls. Because that's what happened to me. I was home. I got that message. I was pissed the rest of the day. I was mad the rest of the day. I put things off because I wasn't trying to bring that negative, you know, connotation, that negative mindset into my next call. But that's not the right way to do it. And I had to tell myself, I said, Justin, stop moping around. It's one account. It's one account you lost. And then I also kind of told myself too, if I'm basing my sales goal that I can hit it off one account, I got more problems than I thought. And I started looking and said, no, I'm fine. I can make it up with X, Y, and Z, ABC company, all these are, they're coming in, they're fine. I'm not worried about it. But you can't base everything off one account, and you can't get too down. You can't live in that emotion. You know what I mean? Like, sales is a roller coaster, but you got to learn how to let it go. And that's something I struggle with. But by acknowledging that this is an issue for me, and acknowledging that, like, hey, when I do get bad news, I have to sit in it and I can't fester in it. I gotta sit there, take it, deal with it, move on. And when you acknowledge that emotion, you acknowledge that this is the issue that you're having, then you can get over it. If you don't think it's a problem or you don't think you're doing it, then you're just gonna stay in that way. I big belief is that we do a lot of things wrong And if we can acknowledge that we do these things wrong, then we can change them. If we don't know what a problem is, you can't change the problem. So we have to know what the problem is. And for me, that's a problem. I got to learn to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And then turn around and go sell some more accounts. But don't let that negative mindset or that negative feeling affect you for the rest of the day and interrupt a great day that you could have, or interrupt the positive things that could happen to you because you're stuck on one account. You're stuck on one no. You're stuck on no, not this year. Roll it and go. They said, hey, let's talk about 2022. Okay, let's do it. Take it and move. Understand. So, it is what it is. And don't count any chickens before they hatch. That's my worst thing. It's like, oh, I know they're coming in. Oh, this one's sold. What is it? Dollar donuts. This one is in the books. I'm just waiting for the signed agreement. But I haven't even signed the agreement. We haven't even talked exactly what they're doing. But I like to count my chickens before they hatch, and that's not a great thing. So you got to let those emotions go. You got to get back in and get back on that horse and keep going, and don't let it ruin your one day. That's all I got. That's all I got. It's under 10 minutes or just about 10 minutes, and that's it. I just want, come out here. I'd like to hopefully get another episode out later this week. I'm actually in my car right now. I'm driving to work, and I cut this episode because I wanted to get it out, and I could not find the time because I was prioritizing things differently. But again, I acknowledged it. I can move on, and I can get back on that horse and keep it going, and hopefully bring the content that you've been expecting all along. And we can help each other out, and we can continue to dominate our goals and make 2021 the best we can, and then build a foundation so we can improve on it for 2022. And we can all go from there. But I appreciate the support, the love, you're listening, you're passing on along, my social media accounts to your friends. I'm getting new followers and just more people are listening. And it's all because of you. So thank you so much for allowing me to enter your ear holes and allowing me to pass along some ideas that you're taking and you're enjoying. And then you're hitting me back with ideas and it's helping you out. And that's what I love. So thank you so much. So continue to tell a friend to tell a friend. Follow me on social media at Sports Sales Coffee on Instagram, Facebook, and on TikTok at SSC_podcast on Twitter, Sports Sales and Coffee at sportssalescoffee@gmail.com, sportssalesandcoffee@LinkedIn. Not at LinkedIn. Who am I? Man, this is the end, and I can tell my mouth is getting real dry. I have not done this in a while. Like, subscribe, comment. I don't know. That's all I got. If you got the opportunity to go sell something, go sell something. Peace.